In this bulletin, the Council of Australian Governments scrapped as National Cabinet takes over. A zookeeper attacked by a lion on the New South Wales south coast, and the National Basketball League season likely to be delayed a month due to COVID-19. With the latest SBS News, I'm Gareth Borum. The Prime Minister has announced National Cabinet will replace the long-running Council of Australian Governments. In March, National Cabinet was established to bring together all state and territory leaders to discuss COVID-19. Mr Morrison says the Cabinet will continue having fortnightly meetings, but post-pandemic, they will become monthly.
COAG is no more. It will be replaced by a completely new system, and that new system is focused on the success that is being yielded by the operation of the National Cabinet. Is the National Cabinet will be driven by a singular agenda, and that is to create jobs. It will have a job-making agenda. And the National Cabinet will drive the reform process between state and federal cooperation to drive jobs.
The COAG process has in recent years been criticised for lacking action and for having too infrequent meetings between state and federal leaders. A lion has attacked a zookeeper on the New South Wales south coast. Emergency services were called to Shoalhaven Zoo after reports a 35-year-old woman had been attacked, with serious injuries sustained to her face and neck. The woman is in a critical condition, with several crews from ambulances and the rescue helicopter treating her at the scene. Letters between the Queen and Governor-General Sir John Kerr from the time of the controversial 1975 dismissal of the Whitlam government will be made public. Historian Jenny Hocking has won a legal battle to release the letters. They had previously been deemed personal communications by the National Archives and the Federal Court and weren't able to be accessed. The letters were sent in 1975 when Sir John, technically acting on behalf of the Queen, dismissed Prime Minister Gough Whitlam's government and installed Malcolm Fraser as a caretaker PM. Overseas now, and the United States city of Minneapolis has descended into chaos for a third night, with buildings on fire and the National Guard called. Riots in the city were sparked by the death of African-American man George Floyd at the hands of a white police officer. Protesters are calling for the officer to be charged and for wider police reforms. Protester Erica Atson says for too long black people have been killed by white officers with no convictions of police ever recorded.
The treatment of black people in America is ridiculous. It is not okay at all. It is just very, very sad. And this has been going on for way too many years, and it is time for a change because we are tired.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has hit out at China over its imposition of security laws in Hong Kong. Australia has joined the UK, the US and Canada in condemning China's move, which they argue threatens Hong Kong's autonomy. But Mr Morrison has ruled out imposing sanctions on China in response. He says instead the government is working to help any Australians who may be affected.
The situation for Australia is principally driven by the fact that we have a large number of Australian residents and those who have strong connections with Australia who live in Hong Kong and obviously are keen to provide them with the normal support we would provide to an Australian resident in any situation like this. And the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade is working very hard to ensure that they can provide that support during these times.
US film producer Harvey Weinstein has been hit with a new lawsuit alleging he raped an additional four women. Weinstein is currently serving a 23-year prison term after he was found guilty of rape in February this year. The new lawsuit accuses Weinstein of having raped or sexually assaulted four women between 1984 and 2013. The new lawsuit accuses Weinstein of having raped or sexually assaulted four women between 1984 and 2013, with one of the victims just 17 years old at the time. Turning to sport now, and the National Basketball League is set to start its next season later because of coronavirus. The league is trying to maximise the possibility of having crowds, as well as avoiding clashes with the finals of the National Rugby League and the AFL. COVID-19 has pushed back the grand finals of both those competitions to late October, around the time the basketball season was due to start. Basketball in Australia is more dependent on money from crowd attendances than rugby league and AFL, both of which have rich television deals. Tiered player wage reductions of up to 50% will also be introduced to save money. And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth partly cloudy, 18. Adelaide showers developing and windy, 19. Sunny in Melbourne and 17. Partly cloudy in Hobart, 18. Canberra mostly sunny, 16. Wollongong much the same, 20. Sydney also mostly sunny and 20. In Newcastle, early fog, then mostly sunny, 21. Brisbane partly cloudy, 24. Cairns mostly sunny, 28. And Darwin, sunny and 32. I'm Gareth Borum, and this is SBS News.